After several attempts to raise issues of non-payment, no service level agreements, and no exit strategies with the Department of Public Works, the EPWP workers of Public Works stood outside with placards during the State of the Province address yesterday in the hope that their plight will finally be acknowledged. The silent protesters were dispersed with tear gas and left as empty-handed as they came. Sadly, the Premier failed to share any plans of action on the skilling of existing EPWP workers in his SOPA. As the DA, we have in the past called for an overhaul of the EPWP projects to empower workers with skills that will improve their chances of gaining employment when they exit the program. We have also raised concerns on the treatment and payment of EPWP workers, as well as the absence of an effective plan of action to address the workers' concerns. Our written questions to the department last year in August were simply disregarded by the MEC. That is why we will today be writing to the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee, Kim Midupe, requesting her to summon the department to respond to the concerns raised by EPWP workers as well as cooperatives who were outside the legislature yesterday. In the Western Cape, where the DA governs, EPWP participants' chances of finding permanent jobs or starting their own businesses are expanded and enhanced through providing world-class skills and work experience programs.